Case number 10542, Stephen and Tina Salantine, north of Lighthouse Road, 148 feet east of Willow Lane, being Lot 6. A variance from their rear yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Stephen Salantine, 706 Foxtail Circle, Northeast Leesburg, Virginia.
Do you swear affirm testimony about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, sir.
Thank you. Congratulations on being able to get here.
2 foot of snow.
Wow.
Bought a property 2 years ago. Has two trailers on it under a grandfather. Old decks on them. Wanted to protect myself from the mosquitoes. Had a deck. It was an old one. Rebuilt it. Was able to get into the signs of the times, be able to buy materials and build the decks, and had them designed. Wind code, high wind zone came up, had an architect, French and Young, designed the building, retrofitting the existing structures to meet the zones requirements. The deck is approximately 5 feet from the property line. As a deck, it was okay. As a porch, I need an additional 5 feet in order to meet the, the regulations, and that's what I'm asking for you today. I do have letters from my neighbors supporting my endeavors. I've talked to them all. Not one of them have any concerns about this. This is being done according to all the new high wind zone requirements that are set up for, by the state of Delaware. And if there's anybody who would like to see these, very welcome to do so.
Board members, this, as you stated, there are two trailers on this lot. They are definitely grandfathered in because they're both placed there in around the mid-60s originally. So this is a very tight-fitting location with two homes on it. Like basically, he is definitely improving the lot with what he's doing.
Any questions, Dale?
Is this the new decks, porches, what have you, they are on the same footprint as the originals?
The one is not, the screen porch is not, it's a little bit bigger. I already had received a permit from the county and have constructed them and approved by the county. The enclosed porch is on exactly the same footprint as the decks, and I have not retrofitted them yet pending the outcome of this hearing this evening.
The one that is not in the same footprint, is it this one or this one?
May I approach it? Yes.
This one is not. Yeah, that was a 4x8, and I made it into an 8x16.
Okay. The other one, sir, is the same footprint as the deck as it once was. Much sturdier, by
the way. So the one that you expanded does not encroach into the setback?
The one completed does not. That is correct. It is the existing, enclosed porch, which is the one in question.
Are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. Cook?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I have three letters.
Three letters? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that the, certainly the situation is unique because of the non-conforming manner that, which they are placed, and, I would suggest necessary to enable reasonable use of the property since, anything built in 1960s need of probably replacement or repair. See, we're going to alter the central character of the neighborhood, minimum to afford relief, and, since it's not encroaching any further than, what was existing, I don't see where it, was, created by the applicant. So I would make a motion that we approve case number 10,542.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,542. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Happy holidays, one and all.
You too, sir. Thank you.